You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in. Winning cures everything. I'm Gary, solo duties today on The Daily Show. Of course, you guys know the deal. WinningCuresEverything.com is the website. Picks, previews, podcasts, video, social media platforms. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. If you're on the podcast, leave a nice review. If you're on YouTube, make sure that you click like. Make sure that you subscribe. Make sure you leave some comments. I've got the live comments up right now. If you're on Periscope, follow there. Also, TunicaTravel.com. Tunica, Mississippi is the South's premier sports gambling destination. They got six incredible sports books and along with a bunch of other stuff, right? Great steakhouses, etc. Go check it out. TunicaTravel.com is the website. On today's show, we've got Reegs from Barstool Sports. Bobby Regan. He is the college basketball and NBA blogger for Barstool, host of the Fundamentally Sound podcast, which is fantastic if you want to keep up with college basketball, at Reegs Barstool on Twitter. Reegs, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. How are you doing?
Oh, I cannot complain. We got a lot to discuss. I don't get to get into as much college basketball as I want to. We handle everything here. We talk college football and NFL mostly, but once the calendar turns, you know, college basketball is much more fun to talk about than NBA for us. You know, we're in Memphis. We've got the Grizzlies. It hadn't been fun for a couple of years. Now we've got, you know, the Grizzlies are doing well. We got Jaren Jackson. We got Ja Morant. So, you know, we're having fun with that. The Tigers, we thought were going to be a little better, but they have not been this season. We've had some things not go our way. We're scheduling around your infant's nap time. Tell me first, yeah. How's dad life?
It's he's been a relatively easy baby, so it hasn't been as difficult as I was mentally preparing myself for. But then again, like I think any first time father, I just prepared for the worst.
Yeah, I can understand that. So I've got a 14-year-old daughter and a almost 2-year-old son, and once they get a little older, obviously he's, you know, nearly two. He's a handful, and I can't get anything done at the house, so I do most of my work away from there, or I lock myself in a closet somewhere where I can actually, you know, focus and get in on this stuff. It's got to be difficult to keep up with as much as you do, you know, around a child, right?
Yeah, so luckily my wife works from home like 3 days a week too, so we can kind of alternate, like if it's a busy day. You know, she can help out. If she's busy, then he's down in the basement with me, where I do most of my work. At night, she just takes him, and you know, he's asleep at like 7, so kind of perfect for tip off. It's a daycare starts next or 2 weeks though, so it's a I can't wait for that, just to have my days back where it's not all right. Got to go wake him up, got to feed him. You never know what his naps are going to be like. So it's definitely been a transition for sure.
Absolutely. All right. Now, first, before we get into college basketball, I'm curious about this. Barstool seems like a dream gig. What is it like working for that company? I know that you've worked for other places, but you know you've been at Barstool for a little bit. What is the day to day like? I mean, how is it working there?
So it's a little different for me. I don't work in the office. I work from home in Cincinnati. So I don't get the full experience as what goes on in the office. But I know for me, like, as I'm sure, you know, the majority of people that work for the company, you just never know what's going to happen the day you wake up. I mean, it's, and that's the beauty of it. Like, it's every day is just so different as opposed to the cube job or something like that, where, you know, obviously with sports, you never know what's going to happen, but even within our own company, it's like, you know, you never know who's going to end up fighting with who. You don't know what's going to be said. You don't know what the internet brings that day. So it's a, it's different, man. It's different. Like, I became full-time when I was 30. So I got in a little late on the full, you know, from the full-time side. I can't imagine, like, some of the younger guys who are working full-time and this is the only job that they know, or, you know, second job out of college or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's almost impossible to describe what it's like, you know, when I'm up in the office and just the mayhem. Like, there, the thing is, but I don't think people truly realize it's just how talented people are that work for Barstool. You know, you'll hear ideas pitched that you're like, where did that even come from? And it's, you know, just an unbelievable thing. And it's truly, you know, when I do feel lucky when I get to go up into the office, because you do get embedded around all these other, you know, kind of creative geniuses in a way, where you hear all this stuff and it's like, okay, I can kind of see where that's coming from. And you try to figure out, how can I spin this into something that I can do with a twist? And it's different. It's definitely one of, by far, the coolest job I've had.
As far as, like, responsibilities go, like, obviously curating content is, that's a talent. You got to be able to figure out, okay, what will people be interested in and have at it. You know, you're responsible for NBA and college basketball, but they don't stick you to that, right? Like, it doesn't have to necessarily be related to that when you're blogging, right?
Yeah, right. Like, that's the one thing that's great about Barstool. We have creative freedom. You know, as long as it's not doing anything illegal or something that can get us sued or anything crazy like that, we have, for the most part, creative freedom, which I love, because it's, you know, if I see something going on in Cincinnati or Kentucky, I can jump on that because I know the area, and it's a little different than somebody, you know, from DC blogging about it, or, you know, from a national standpoint. So it's definitely cool to have creative freedom, and it's a, you know, one of the best things about the company.
Oh, I can definitely understand that. Let's go ahead and jump into some college basketball here. Now, I want to go through the top 10, and I want you to tell me which one is the fraud here. Number one, Baylor; two, Gonzaga; three, Kansas; four, San Diego State; five, Dayton; six, Duke; seven, Maryland; eight, Florida State; nine, Penn State; and then 10, Kentucky. Who is the fraud out of that group?
I mean, it depends how you look at it, right? Like, to me, I'm still not all the way in on Maryland. And I think a lot of people are now putting them into that tier one group. I don't think they're there. I know they're on an 8-game winning streak. You know, Jalen Smith has been really good during that stretch. Anthony Cowan was awesome at the end of the Michigan State game. But if you look at the way that they've won these 8 games, they played one complete game. And that was maybe two. Home game against Purdue. Purdue's the worst, like, one of the worst road teams in the country. Home game against Iowa, where they just shut down Luka Garza. That was the game where I was like, okay, that was an impressive win. Not to say other wins weren't impressed, but I was actually impressed by Maryland. They had to come from behind after blowing a lead to Indiana, where Indiana just handed them the game in the last minute. They did the same thing against Michigan State. You look at the Illinois game, they were down 14 and had to come back. The Northwestern game, they were down double digits, had to come back. So if you're telling me, like, Maryland has a top 10 talent, I'll probably believe you. But if you're telling me they're in, like, the top tier teams, that's where I think they're a fraud of the group.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's strange to see it, because they're the ones that typically tail off. It's so strange seeing, you know, Baylor is the number one team. And now Gonzaga, Kansas, you know, we're used to those. But San Diego State, Dayton, I don't know what to make of Dayton, because they have played some pretty close games against teams, you know, that are good in the A-10. But are they NCAA tournament good? You know, so I don't know what to make of Dayton fully. You know, what we saw in November might have just been, you know, a flash in the pan kind of thing. Now, they have played really, really well. Penn State is the other one that I'm surprised by. I mean, they're top 10 now. They have done really, really well in the Big Ten so far. But I don't know what to make of them either. It's not like they, you know, they got a 20-point win against Northwestern the other day. But if you actually sat and watched the game, I mean, I didn't feel like they really dominated that game.
Yeah, Penn State's for real, though. Like, you look at what they've done. They beat the hell out of Ohio State. They won at Michigan. They, you know, dominated Indiana. They beat Nebraska. They controlled the game at Michigan State. They beat Minnesota. They went to Purdue, which is one of the, if not the toughest play to play in the conference, and dominated that game from start to finish, and then beat Northwestern by double digits. So I've been a little more impressed with Penn State, where they don't look the same as like a Maryland from a talent standpoint, but I've been more impressed in their ability to control the game for 40 minutes.
Yeah, you've got a valid point. I was born and raised an Alabama fan. I lived in Tuscaloosa for the first 4 years of my life, and you know, my entire dad's side is all Alabama graduates. Now, I didn't go to school there, but I was, you know, I'm lucky because the football side, the basketball side has been torture forever. Going and watching them play at Penn State was interesting, if for no other reason than it looked like two actually good basketball teams earlier this year. So let's go ahead, and I want to talk about the face of college basketball. And I don't know that there is one. I would say this. If there's one player that you would tell people to watch leading up to and in the NCAA tournament, you know, who would it be? There's Marcus Howard. There's Miles Powell. There's Obi Toppin. You know, Jared Butler at Baylor. Vernon Carey, I guess, at Duke. Like, who would you point to and say, okay, they've got the chance to be the face? Because I don't know that there is one that the mass public knows about yet.
Yeah, so the reason why is the three guys that you named, Miles Powell, Obi Toppin, and Marcus Howard, who pick your choice out of those three. Fox owns the Big East rights, and CBS has the A-10. So the machine that is ESPN isn't able to really push those guys. Like, they talk about them, obviously, but when you see promos and everything like that, I mean, the majority of games are on the ESPN network, so you're seeing not them. And that's what's made this year weird. I would probably lean Obi Toppin. He's the best NBA prospect out of that group. He's on the best team. You know, he is that unique player where he's got a bunch of size, but he is a big that can handle the ball, can shoot. I might say Marcus Howard, because Marcus Howard kind of has that Steph Curry type.
Yeah, he could thing put up 40 points at any time, right?
When he's on fire, he's like one of the most fun players to watch. So that might be up there. It really pick out of those three. I would probably go Obi Toppin, though, if you want like the true face, because talent of the team, they're a more national title contender than Marquette. Obi Toppin should be player of the year. So, you know, I would lean him.
Okay. I could get down with that. So it's a strange year. You know, we're used to having all the NBA prospects that are going to be, you know, the top five NBA prospects that will be in the tournament. And there's just none of them this year. I mean, it's Obi Toppin will be, you know, probably a lottery pick, but he did kind of just come out of nowhere. People really didn't know about him until this year, and he plays for Dayton, you know. So it's a strange thing, but I think you're probably right. He has the best chance for everybody to know who he is by March.
Yeah.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's move on. Let's talk about the best conference. Now, everybody says it's the Big Ten. I don't really see a national title contender there. We already talked about Maryland. We talked about Penn State. Michigan State has just fallen off. Can you have the best conference if you don't have a contender?
So I think the Big East is the best conference when you look at, and the difference for me is like the bottom of it. Like the Big Ten completely bottoms out when you look at Northwestern, Nebraska.
Yeah.
The bottom of the Big East is DePaul. And I know their conference are DePaul, but they have one win. But they have road wins at Iowa and Minnesota. So they've gone to the Big Ten and gotten two wins. They're a talented team. They've just fallen apart in conference play. Yeah.
At the Big East has a like, better like collection of contenders, I think.
Yeah, like I mean, the top of the top is kind of the interesting debate. You know, Michigan at full strength, Penn State, Maryland versus versus Creighton, Seton Hall, and Villanova. Like, who do you like the most out of that? To me, it's just the Big East because it doesn't bottom out. And that's, again, one of the benefits of 10 teams versus 14 teams. I mean, the Big Ten's good. Like, it's a deep conference. It's just not dominant like some make it out to be. There's a lot of 7 seeds, a lot of 9 seeds, things like that, which, again, good. You know, they're going to get a bunch of teams in. But, yeah, like, 3 teams might make the second week.
Does the Big Ten deserve double-digit seeds? Like, do they deserve 10
Probably.
Teams?
Probably. I don't think they deserve 12 anymore because Minnesota's kind of falling apart. Indiana's firmly on the bubble. But, you know, you look at Purdue, I think they're 14-12, but they have their wins are really good, and they have kind of avoided the bad loss. They have the one loss at Nebraska. That's really the only bad loss they have. I guess home to Texas is going to end up looking bad. But Michigan, and I'm just going from 10th and up, Michigan, they, I think, are probably the second best team in the conference at full strength, which they just haven't really been with Isaiah Livers hurt. Yeah. Ohio State, they had that great early season. They're fine. Like, Illinois in, Wisconsin's in, Rutgers, Iowa, Michigan State, Penn State, Maryland all in. So I think 10 is going to end up.
Do you think Rutgers needs some more road wins? I mean, I'm sure that they're probably in anyway, but I mean, what is it? They have like one win away from home?
Yeah, but so many other teams are like that. It's just that Rutgers is so dominant at home. And I mean, they're 18-8 with 9 wins in conference play.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they get another win, you know, 10 wins in the Big Ten without, you know, their losses, the neutral to St. Bonaventure at Pittsburgh, like those are your two worst losses, which aren't awful. And you have wins over Seton Hall, Penn State, Purdue, Illinois, like, you know, I think they're in. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that you were right about that. Let's talk about not necessarily seeding. I don't care so much about the top seeds because, you know, we already know that they're in. I want to know about bubble teams, and I want to do a rapid fire with you. So we're going to do a couple of different rapid fires with the same 10 teams, okay?
Okay.
Now, on this one, I want to know, are they going to make the tournament? And just a quick yes or no on this, Virginia.
Yes.
Purdue.
Yes.
Cincinnati.
I think so.
that's a little they're close to like, home, right?
they're as firm on the bubble as possible.
They got some big games coming up. Indiana.
Yeah. I don't think they do.
They're expected to lose the next 4 games. Like, I'm sure they'll get one of them, but I mean, that's going to make their record kind of difficult. Georgetown.
I think they get in.
I mean, they had a big win against Butler over the weekend, and yeah, that's a big spot for them. Utah State?
No, unless they win the conference tournament.
Arkansas?
No, they've had such bad luck with injuries and everything, which is a shame because they looked really good early on. So, you know, I think they made a step in year one under Musselman, but I don't think they end up getting in.
Stanford?
No, I don't think they get in.
I think you're right on that. Mississippi State?
They're kind of like Cincinnati. I think they might sneak in because I could see them making a run in the SEC tournament.
Have you watched them, by the way?
Mississippi State?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Reggie Perry is just an absolute beast. Like, I was so surprised watching him against Kentucky, against, you know, just, I watched him against LSU. He didn't look anything like this at the beginning of the season. And then he jumped in afterwards, and yeah, he's just been an absolute baller. Last one, of course, I'm going to toss him in because personal preference. Alabama, do they get in?
I kind of think they do. Like, it's going to be them or Mississippi State. One of them are going to get in. One of them aren't. I might switch it. Alabama gets in over Mississippi State. That game at Starkville, a week from today is kind of like not a play-in game, but that could almost be like a de facto tiebreaker in a way, because Alabama will have swept the season series against them. They both don't have a great, or they both kind of have a bad loss. But what I do like about Alabama is they have, you know, Furman and Richmond, which aren't going to move the needle, but they're fine wins in the non-conference.
When Stephen F. Austin,
yeah, kind of in the same boat.
Oh, yeah.
A fine win, nothing great. Belmont, same thing on a neutral. So, you know, but they have the win over Auburn and LSU, which Mississippi State doesn't have. You know, if Alabama, they have what, six games left?
Six games, yeah.
If they can go 1, 2, 3,
I think they got to get to 18.
Two, I think they get in.
Yeah, they got to get to 18.
Yeah, I think
wins.
Four wins gets them in.
Yeah. That's the numbers, absolutely love them. They're fun to watch. I think that's a big part of it is they play fast. They score a lot of points. I mean, they're second in the country in scoring. So,
right.
Yeah, that's one thing I think that sometimes the committee does pay attention to is, okay, we don't want a team that's just going to drag through the mud. If we've got our option, we're going to have the more entertaining team. Next rapid fire to go through. Which team has a better than 30% chance to pull an upset in the tournament? Virginia. Yes, no.
No.
Purdue?
No. Unless they're playing at home.
Which they won't be in the tournament. Cincinnati. They got experience.
I kind of want to lean yes just because Jaron Cumberland's been the best player listed so far. But 30% is just so high. I'll give them like 25%.
Indiana.
No.
Georgetown? They've been playing better since they got their...
Yeah, that's they're like Cincinnati. If you tell me 25%, I would probably lean yes to Georgetown.
Okay. Let's see. So we already said no on Utah State. Arkansas,
yeah.
if they get Joe back, maybe. But he just had surgery just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't think they're in.
Stanford, if they were to get in.
No, I don't think they get in.
All right, so let's do Mississippi State and Alabama together. Either one of those, could they possibly pull an upset?
Alabama, yes, because they have NBA, and Reggie Perry's NBA talent too, but Alabama, I think, has more top-end talent and the fact that they can just get hot from three.
Yeah, I do agree with you. All right, and I know I told you I would keep you about 20 minutes. We're at 21 minutes right now, so let me close out with this. Give me your Final Four.
So, I hate doing this without looking at a bracket because it's going to be so matchup dependent.
Oh, yeah.
But, so, I the teams that I think have the best chance to get there are Baylor, Kansas. I'll go Seton Hall. And I'll be a little bit of a homer. I'll take Kentucky.
I like it. Yeah, Seton Hall, I'm big on. I like Miles Powell a lot because he can just take over a game. You know, there's not a lot of teams that have that kind of player.
Yeah. So, right. And they have a lot of experience and everything like that. So, yeah, I really like them.
You got that right. All right, he is Bobby Regan Reegs from Barstool. You can follow him on Twitter at Reegs Barstool. Go and subscribe to the Fundamentally Sound podcast. You guys know all about us, winningcureseverything.com. Go check it out. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe on all the social media platforms. And tunicatravel.com. Tunica, Mississippi brings you the show every day. Tunica, Mississippi is the South's premier sports gambling destination. Tunicatravel.com is the website. Go find more information on that. We will see you guys again tomorrow.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.